You are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is something to do with Liv and Ben. Right now it's just Ben. Liv did not respond to her text message yet. Waiting on Liv. Right now it's Ben. Played some MGMT, 10th anniversary of Oracular Spectacular. It's a great song. Great band, MGMT. Been saying they're going to release an album for like 2 years now. Where's the album? Plenty of Seeds in a Lemon. And then there, of course, the theme song, Something to Do by The Replacements. And that was Judy by The DBs. Some nice 80s post big star type. Type song. Where is Liv? I'm chomping at the bit. I'm chomping at the bit. This next song is by the Boo Radleys. It's called Wish I Was Skinny.
what we need. Do you want to take the long cut? We'll get there eventually. Take the long cut, we'll get there eventually.
Thank you.
Yo, that was a Running Away by Sly and the Family Stone. Before that, there was The Long Cut by Uncle Tupelo, Jeff Tweedy's band, Uncle Tupelo, from the 90s, and I think maybe late 80s. I think 1989 to 1994, before he joined Wilco. Liv is not coming to Something to Do. So it's just Something to Do with Ben. I've been studying too much computer science. Driving myself a little crazy. You know, we're going to vacation town, man. Thursday is a live podcast in New York I'm going to. I'm very excited. I think I found a PSA here. Shared responsibility. This is the PSA. It's about high school. High school dropout prevention live announcer copy. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. We all share this responsibility. I urge everyone to take the responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities to support them. Challenge them. Push them a little. Come on. Do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Do your part by going to boostup.org, boostup.org, and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. Boost up, BOOSTUP, period, ORG. That's the PSA of the day. PSA of the day. I've been watching too much Eric Andre, and he's into these absurdist interviews where he just throws up and people's genitals are out. So, yo. This next song is about me doing my computer science alone. I'm doing it all by myself. This song was actually written about me. Johnny Thunders wrote this song almost 40 years before I actually was doing computer science by myself, but it's about me, I swear. Here we go.
Yeah. You don't wanna talk, don't wanna work it out. If you were gonna face it, you would've been now. When were you around? When were you at? I waited hours and hours, hearing loud sirens. Suffered till I saw a different thing. You see, now I'm not coming around. Coming around, coming around. I'm walking away.
Fatal Flaw, Titus Andronicus. The song before was also Titus Andronicus, Funny Feeling, off of the Most Lamentable Tragedy, their 2015 rock opera mega album, 29 songs, even though like 10 of them were like 20 seconds. It's a great album. Before that was Heim. It was Walking Away. That's off their newest album. I got something to tell you.
I got something to tell you.
I got something to tell you.
Yep. Before that was Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. I got a PSA to read. Stroke Awareness Live Announcement Copy. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Actually, my grandpa, in like 1977, he had a stroke. And my dad was there. And he knew, my dad knew. My grandma was like, it's amazing, your father knew. He knew he was having a stroke. Your grandfather was having a stroke. I asked my dad. My dad's like, it was obvious he was having a stroke. I was like, Dad, what's going on? He would be like, bleh, 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 bleh. Like, what? So, very funny. To my grandmother, who had 7 teeth removed today. Crazy day for Mimi. Anyway, when someone's having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. That is FAST, not as in the word, but the... Maybe not anagram is the... I don't know. The bananagram. F, face dropping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Speech difficulty is the one my grandpa was having. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Yeah, man. Don't see the Strokes in concert. They're not great. I hope that we're all letting it all hang out in the last year of our bonsai tree. It's a great day for USA, except if you are a citizen. I'm just going to play the music. This is I Love You Like a Madman by The Wave Pictures.
If I made it through Christmas without smoking till you pass, went to bed. If you made it through two without sticking your nail scissors in my neck, I'll buy you bras instead of pickled eggs, chocolate instead of chutney, good red wine instead of bad red wine. Next time I remember your birthday, I ate peaches straight from the can. The juice ran on your parents' carpet. The air in here is dead, but we're not finished yet. Throw the back door open, let me see your breath. I love you like a madman, I miss you all the time. I wait for the kitchen alone again at 3 a.m. I listen to them with sugar around the rim and ash around the edges of the tiles and all the tables.
if I'm just living in the space between the beauty and the pain. It's the strangest thing.
Are listening to 104.9 FM WJRH Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm your host Ben for Something to Do with Liv and Ben, except tonight it's just Ben. I've been messing around a lot of this episode, but today's the 2-year anniversary of Christopher Elmer's death. He was a guitarist I played in a band with. We were not very close, but he was only 22. And it's very, very sad that he left so soon, you know. My last memories with Chris were he drove me home from a practice session. No, from a show, from the last show. We were in this band, Dolly Spartans, together. And the last show I played with Dolly Spartans, it was billed as my last show. I played two more, but the last show I played with Dolly Spartans. And with Chris, afterwards, he drove me home. He didn't have to. Saved me a lot of time. Saved me like 2 hours, probably. It was pretty inconvenient for him. He had to wake up at like 7 or 8 the next day. But he drove me home, and he played me this record by Girls, their EP, Broken Dreams Club, one of his favorite bands that we would talk about together. So on the 2-year anniversary of his death, I know he's wherever he is now, if there's a place where he is, he's playing guitar through his pedal board. And writing songs like he was, and engineering. So, this is Broken Dreams Club by Girls.
Stop. going nowhere.
That's it for me on this lonely Monday night. Had Chris's memorial. We played a few songs. A lot of people, because he was so musical. It wasn't just the relationship I had with him; it was the relationship a lot of people had with him. So, one of the ones we played was "Do You Realize" by the Flaming Lips. So, good night, everybody. By everybody, I mean Colin. Feel better, Colin. I hope your stomach is doing well. Don't push it with these classes. You go into these classes, but you should just rest. How are you going to have the... Anyway, sorry. Feel better, Colin. Good night. Yeah.
You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion.